Dr. Alexis Janicek, an assistant professor in the Department of Biology, will leave later this month for Antarctica with the British Antarctic Survey, where she will spend almost a month on the research ship James Clark Ross. Janicek will be the only researcher from the U.S. that will be taking part in the research cruise. The group will study how benthic communities, which include marine organisms that live on the sea floor, such as sea stars and sea urchins, have shifted as a result of climate change. Benthic communities typically thrive in Antarctica. However, Janicek said no place on Earth has been altered more by climate change in recent years.
It's one of the fastest changing places on our planet in terms of climate change. And so these are communities that have been evolving to this very narrowly tolerant condition. So very cold, very sort of the same all the time for more than 500 million years. And suddenly humans come on the scene and we're shifting things big time with climate change. And so it is warming faster, and it has warmed faster than anywhere else on the planet in the last 50 years. And for a place where a degree or two really matters, that's a big deal for these organisms that are not used to these warmer temperatures, how they will adapt, if they can move, or if ultimately they'll perish. That's the main initiative of this particular cruise.
Janicek's research in Antarctica will also focus on the impact that microplastics, small plastic particles less than 5 millimeters in size, have on marine organisms. Microplastics come from larger pieces of plastic debris that are broken down by chemicals and wave action from microbeads and from synthetic fabrics.
Microplastics are ubiquitous now, especially in water systems. Microplastics are tiny pieces of either fibers or plastics that have broken down. So every time we wash our fleeces or our shirts or clothes that are made of synthetic fabrics, those are small plastics that are washed into the ecosystems. And there's no place that's untouched on our planet for microplastics. And if we were just to filter a liter of water, we would probably recover hundreds of microplastics.
In addition to the British Antarctic Survey, Janicek's research trip is also being funded by UWF's Office of Research and sponsored programs, and the Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering. She will document her research on her blog at janiceklab.com/blog. She also plans to publish her study in a scientific journal. The research cruise will be Janicek's fourth trip to Antarctica.
It's a place that's stunning and beautiful and remote, and a place that not very many people think about on a day-to-day basis, but it's a place that, for me, monopolizes a lot of my time and thoughts, and it's a place where I truly feel humbled by nature.
For WUWF and the Division of Research and Strategic Innovation, I'm Richard Kahn.